Hello, Phil Den back with you for Bromsgrove Carnival, and this is Carnival Radio. I'm down here in Burkhart Lane in Bromsgrove at a brewery of all places, and joining me now from Bird's Brewery in Bromsgrove is Steve Hammond. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Tell us about yourself. You're getting involved with the carnival in a big way this year.
Well, I guess it's a pleasure to be able to do so. Although I don't live in Bromsgrove myself anymore, I used to, and I used to be involved in the carnival quite a lot in my younger days. And we were approached by one of the organisers of the Timberhonga 10K run, which is at 6 o'clock, and with a view to seeing if we could do some sort of sponsorship deal, and we have decided that we'll brew a special commemorative beer called Carnivale, very original that, and we're giving each finisher a bottle of beer or a suitable soft drink alternative if they're non-drinkers or under 18. So that's really how we've become involved on this particular occasion, and we're looking forward to it immensely.
Absolutely fantastic, Steve. Tell me more about your company. How long have you been going now down here in Bromsgrove?
Well, the brewery was started almost exactly 5 years ago, back in August 2009, from premises up on Old Burkhart Lane. And we started really with a view to supplying local pubs, clubs, etc., etc., with cask beers. Then 3 years ago, we decided to open a brewery shop on the premises and sell bottled beers, and that's been going great guns, and we're very grateful to all the good people of Bromsgrove and surrounding area for supporting us so ably, and we hope they long continue to do so. We seem to have got a bit of a niche. I think we're the only brewery for some considerable distance, and I think people rather like the idea of supporting local businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in Bromsgrove quite a lot of my life, and I didn't even realise this was here, to be honest, so I have to apologise. Now, I'm just looking around here in the shop. You've got many different styles of beers and many different names and various strengths. What's guide us through what you got here in the shop, please, Steve.
Well, at the moment, we've got a range of about 9 or 10 beers available at any one time. So some of them are seasonal. Obviously, being summer, we've got the lighter, summery sort of beers going, as well as the good old traditional sort. So we've got everything from your good old-fashioned mild that your granddad used to drink, certainly my granddad used to. And then we've got the sort of pale beers, which are very popular at the moment. We've got our natural blonde and summer days, which are both pale. Summer days, obviously, a summery type beer. We've got stronger beers. We've got Skullduggery, which is our strongest cask beer that we do, which is also available in bottles. That's 5% plus, and jolly nice it is too, I think. And our strongest of all is Burlesque, which is 5.7% and is going down extremely well. We only launched that about 3 or 4 months ago, and it's selling extremely well, which is good news for us. And then in between, we've got a beer called Nightjar, which we're doing in conjunction with the Worcestershire Wildlife Trust. And for every bottle and pint sold, we're making a donation to their Heathlands project, where they're trying to protect the habitat of the Nightjar, and Nightjar seems a very apt title for a beer as well. So that's how that came about. We've got Black Widow Stout, good old-fashioned stout, and we've got pale ales and your ordinary stock bitters. So there's something for everybody, and most of the people who come in seem to buy a bottle of everything and then come back and concentrate on the ones they particularly like. That's how it goes.
That's excellent, Steve. Now, I can imagine your board meetings must be quite interesting, trying to think of different names for all these beers. Is it quite an exciting time to think of a new name for a beer?
We have, yes, it is. Coming up with names is probably the most difficult part of the whole operation, and then coming up with a suitable design for a label or pump clip to go with the name is the second most difficult part. But what we tend to do is we have brainstorming sessions, and every time we come up with a good name, we add it to the list of names for the future. And then when our head brewer, Ian Hughes, decides he's going to brew something slightly different, we go through the list of names that we've already put down on our list to see if we can come up with something suitable to match the style of beer that he's producing this time. So, yes, I think people seem to like the names we go for. Although they may not describe accurately what the beer is, people like the sort of rather quirky names that we go for.
Now, how long does it take? You know, obviously, you're bringing new beers out. How long does it take to actually brew and come up with a totally different taste that hasn't been tasted before, Steve?
Well, that's the actual brewing process is relatively short. It's the sort of development side of things that takes the time. So we play about on a small scale to come up with something a little bit different, different types of hops, different types of grain, other additives like molasses or treacle or whatever to give it a nutty or a licoricey type flavour. And then when we've got something that we like, and that can take a couple of weeks or so, the actual brewing process is fairly straightforward. It takes a day to brew and about 3 or 4 days to ferment, and then it's ready to go into the casks and out to the pubs roughly a week after the brew started.
That's fantastic. Now, Carnivale, what's in that particular brew?
Carnivale, as I say, that's quite a strong one. It's got a Nelson Sauvin hop, which comes from New Zealand, and is vaguely related to the sort of Sauvignon Blanc grape-type variety, rather loosely related, it has to be said. So it gives it a slightly fruity taste. It uses good old Maris Otter malt, the stalwart of the brewing industry, and good old Chateau Seven Trent water, of course, is the... The major in 93% of beer is water, and a few other little odd bits and pieces that we like to keep under our hat. But there's a little bit of West Indies molasses in there as well that gives it its dark colouring and its slightly nutty, to my taste buds anyway, flavour.
That's great. Now, you're bringing a selection down to the carnival tomorrow, Saturday, the main carnival day. What else can we expect on your stand?
Well, we've got we'll be taking three of our cask beers down with us. I'm not sure if we've actually decided which three we're going to take, but I think it's definitely going to be Nightjar and Summer Days, and I think we'll probably take Amnesia. That's if we remember to put it on the wagon, of course. So we'll have three cask beers on, and we'll take a few of our bottled beers along as well, and hopefully, I must say it's been a long time since I've been to the carnival, so I don't know how many people we're expecting, but I hope that we don't run out within the first three quarters of an hour, because that's going to be extremely embarrassing.
Well, you can always travel just up the road. It's only up the road from you.
Well, the nice part, of course, is that it is only, three quarters of a mile away, so we can always send the van back to pick up more stock, so we shouldn't be completely embarrassed.
Before I go, Steve, are you appearing at any other carnivals and festivals around the area?
We do most of the beer festivals in the area. Bromsgrove, of course, was about a fortnight ago. The next one coming up is going to be at Worcester, down on the racecourse at Pitchcroft. We're at the Warwick Lions Festival, which I think is in a fortnight's time, at Warwick Racecourse. Stratford, again on the racecourse, which I think is in about 4 weeks' time. And then the really big one is the Great British Beer Festival down in London, the Big Camera one, which is middle of August. We'll be there as well.
Absolutely super. Put us all on the map.
Well, it's nice to put Bromsgrove on the map. It's the sort of place most people just bypass. So let's hope we can do something to establish its position, rightful position, as the gem of North Worcestershire.
That's absolutely fantastic, Steve. It's been a pleasure chatting to you today, and we wish you all the very best for this weekend and in the future as well.
Well, that's very kind of you, Phil, and we're looking forward to it, and we've got our fingers crossed that we get some decent weather, although it looks like it might be a bit cloudy. But as long as the sun shines a bit and all the people are happy and having a good time, that's what carnival's all about, isn't it?
Yep. Okay, just a reminder of where your shop is, Steve.
The shop is on the corner of the A38, I still call it the Bromsgrove Bypass, and Old Burcott Lane. It's turned into Old Burcott Lane, 200 yards on the left, in through the gate. There we are. Can't miss it.
Fantastic. Steve, been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Phil Dent, Carnival Radio. Make sure you look out for Bird's Brewery on site at the Carnival itself on Saturday. See you there.